trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
Man, welcome back to The Finish Line. I absolutely love that song. I don't know why, but here we are in week 8 at The Finish Line. It's me, Randy. We got Ashley. Hi, Ash.
How you doing, Randy?
You know, it's a great day to be alive.
It is a great day.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Sideshow wanted to jump all in and be on the show, and then...
and then he bailed on us.
He forgot to clear his schedule, you know
right.
what I mean?
Jeez.
These guys... Guys, you're listening to The Finish Line again. That's my shop. We're at 2930 Janitel Road, right off of I-25 and Circle. You've seen it. If you've ever been on I-25, it's across from the World Broadmoor Arena. We're on the east side of the highway next to Update Printing, the Harrison High School. Ashley, you are at the that badass place, Johnny Martin's.
Yep, right downtown, 1 South Nevada.
1 South Nevada. What's your phone number over there?
999-5995.
999-9955.
Yes, 999-5995.
Well, we have got a really busy week. We've got a little time to get through a lot. So we're going to jump right in. Let's see what's happened. Oh, how you liking that extra hour of sleep?
I have two children, so there's really no such thing as an extra hour of sleep. But I'm sure it was nice for those who don't have kids.
Yeah, we woke up. Okay, first of all, it was, was it last night? It was last night. It was a weird feeling. You know, because Saturday night it changed. No big deal.
Right.
You go to bed,
your phone automatically updates it for you.
Yeah, can we just get our like microwaves and our
ovens and
All that to sync? Because, it's quite confusing when you're like... You look over and you're like, oh, it's 11. I'm going to bed. And then you look at your watch and it's 10 and you're like, wait a minute. That ain't right.
Yeah, actually, funny story. This morning, I changed all the clocks in the house but the clock in my girl's bedroom. And at 7:30 is what their clock said. They have to be at school at 7:50. They came running into my room.
Mom, I'm late.
Mom, you forgot to wake us up. I was like, go to bed at 6:30.
Nice.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
So... I'd like to, you know, there's a few states that are petitioned, so Arizona doesn't recognize that.
I like it. I kind of wish we didn't change the clocks either.
You don't want to change them?
I don't know.
Because I know that, like, California's petitioning it. Florida's also petitioning it.
There's another state that doesn't change, but who is it?
Probably Alaska, maybe.
Maybe. I can't remember.
Huh.
But.
Well, do you kind of know why they did all that?
Actually, I have no clue.
I did a little research because, you know, for a kid that dropped out of high school, went back, got a diploma, and then dropped out of college and stuff, I didn't care too much about education growing up. As I get older, I'm like a sponge. So I'm like, ooh, let me Google that. Ooh, let me check that
That's
out.
Good stuff.
What I found was back in like 1916, 2 years into World War I, the idea was to minimize the use of artificial lighting and save fuel for the war.
Wow.
Now, there's also, you could dig a little deeper. The farmers needed more light and time like that. But in the end, the 3 or 4 different resources I went to was to essentially save fuel for the war. And we weren't even the first ones to get that going. So, like European countries and stuff like that. And then, you know, we followed suit. But but the fire department... They use this to be really, really, really good time because when daylight savings, it happens twice a year. This is the time that you actually change your batteries and your smoke detectors, carbon monoxide, you know, stuff that keeps you alive in case your house catches on fire.
Yeah, that's kind of important. So yeah. But why does it go along with daylight savings? Or does it not? It's just kind of a good time.
It does. I mean, it doesn't. It just seems to be a good time. It's something that happens. You know, like you said, you walked around and changed all your clocks.
Yeah.
So
just add it into the routine.
You know, and it goes hand in hand where I'm, you know, I keep trying to get everyone to like be concerned about their tire depth and the how much rubber's on your tire because we're getting into winter. Typically, this would be the time that you would. Now, I've seen people drive. I've seen people already driving around with studded tires. You know, your winter tires that have like nails going through them.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah. By the way, if you want to save some money and you want studded tires, just go get some drywall screws. And you can drill them into your tire, and that'll help you with traction during the snow season.
I just go for the all-weather tires. Feel pretty good with
listen
them.
Listen to what I'm saying. Do not do that, people. Do
why?
Not.
Why? If we have a winter like we did last year, what good is studded tires going to do for you anyways?
But I don't own a tire shop. Do not take screws and screw them into your tire thinking that that's going to give you more traction.
Yeah, no.
You're going to need a new set of tires if you do that. So do not do that. But now would be the time to swap out the studded tires. And then when time change comes back, you know, for us Coloradians, y'all swap your tires back out. So change your smoke detectors. It's time to change your clocks kind of thing. It just helps you with the safety features. I did mention that we are located off of I-25 and Circle. And you're at One Nevada.
One South Nevada.
Yep.
Yep.
So we have our sponsors that we kind of glimpsed over. We have the 365 Grand that's associated with you, right, Ash?
Yep, correct.
We have American Battery, Steve over there. Thank you very much. By the way, I got to go over and visit Steve at American Battery because Susan's key fob is the battery's low.
Ooh.
So got to get that changed. And then, you know, we are working on Havana Grill. They are going to be a sponsor. They don't know it yet. I'm going to collect a check from them and be like, hey, we're gonna trade. You're going to barter one way or another. You guys get your butt over to Havana Grill. It is by far the closest to Cuban food that you're going to find here in the Springs. I'm telling you, it is amazing.
Where are they at?
They're over at 3748 Astro Zone. They're right next to... the only thing I can remember that they're next to is what is that? You know those room, escape room.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done those?
I have done one before.
Are they rad or what?
It was fun. I was terrible at it, but it was a lot of fun.
Did you guys make it out?
We did.
In time.
Yeah, we had the fastest time, too, out of every group that night. So.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, it was all me. Just kidding.
The fastest time. I think we survived our escape room and we were out of there like 4 minutes afterwards. So we were in like one where like thing like we died.
Yeah.
I mean
4 minutes too late.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you have a timer and you need to be out in an hour. We did it in 64 minutes, so we kinda had a winner, but then we also lost because of time.
I think you get faster the more you do it. It's a good time though.
Yeah. So guys, in this week we have a lot. Like I said, we're gonna go ahead and finish up segment one. We're going to talk a little bit about the Marines. It's their birthday. Hoorah!
Yeah.
That's right. Semper Fi. Go for it, Marine Corps. I love it. We're going to get into some products that we're launching at In-N-Out. We're a retail supply store now, so we'll get into that. Ashley, why don't you go ahead and take us out on a break?
Absolutely. You're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 92.5 FM, 1240 AM, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, the 365 Grand Club and Properties, American Battery, and Havana Grill. And we'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys, to The Finish Line. It's me, Randy, and Ashley from...
Johnny Martins.
That's right.
Use your words.
Well, I was there earlier.
You were.
So, love that place, guys. You're listening to The Finish Line. It is sponsored by 365 Grand Club and its properties, American Battery. Everyone go over there and say hi to Steve, and then check out Havana Grill. We are going to talk a few things today. It's Veterans Day coming up, which was formerly known as Amnesty. It was originally set as a U.S. legal holiday to honor the end of World War I. It took place on November 11th in 1918. And after quite a few years, in 1954, legislation brought it to honor all veterans. We want to give a big, huge shout out to our vets.
Absolutely. Thank you, veterans.
To the every single one of you guys, bottom of our heart, thank you for your service and sacrifice. We do want to congratulate you on your birthday, as well as the Marine Corps birthday first. And being as my father is a Marine, hoorah, MFers. You know what's up. Guys, be safe out there. And then again, a shout out to all our veterans, which is the day after the Marine Corps birthday. Do you know why they have Veterans Day after the Marine Corps birthday?
I actually do not know.
Because the Marine Corps have to set an example on how to party right.
Oh, perfect.
So, that being said, we're going to start a new segment. It's going to be Ashley's Weekly News Update.
Drum roll, please.
What you got, Ash? Show us your first segment on your first
All
news
right,
update. All
right, for the Weekly News Updates this week, Ford unleashes special edition lightweight Carbon Series GT supercar. The automaker on Tuesday introduced a special edition Carbon Series GT for the 2019 model year. That's 40 pounds lighter than the standard supercar, thanks to carbon fiber wheels, a titanium exhaust, titanium lug nuts, and a polycarbonate rear hatch with additional venting. Ford said it features more visible carbon fiber than any previous GT model, with two exposed carbon fiber stripes with matching A-pillars and lower body panels in addition to the glass wheels. Inside the car comes with matte carbon fiber sills, air register pods, and center console.
Wow, that's a lot of carbon fiber.
A lot of carbon fiber. Also, Toyota confirmed this week Detroit will be the venue for the debut of the fifth generation of the Supra sports car. The low-slung coupe developed with BMW Z4 in mind. Toyota pulled the last Supra from the North America in 1998, so we will be looking forward to 2020 when they relaunch here in the U.S.
Ooh, boy.
And that's all I got for you this week.
Those Supras, back in the day, before, you know, when I was, you know, back when I was like...
How far back we going?
When I was walking to school and snow uphill both ways.
Right.
But, you know?
Back in the day, all right.
My buddy Brooke, back in the day, when we would... street racing's not cool. Go to a track. We have plenty of them here. You can hit PPIR or Bandimere. But, you know, growing up back in the day, let's just say that my buddy had a nice little Supra, single turbo. I remember one night that we were racing and his rear spoiler busted off because he was going about 180.
Yikes.
And it just snapped. And then it went like, it went all electrical done because it broke all electrical everything.
Oh.
Those Supras are so weak.
Well, it'll be exciting to see what they bring in 2020.
There's a lot of things coming in 2020.
Yeah.
I think we talked a few weeks ago about the Barracuda coming back.
Yep.
They're doing a whole revamp. You know, I guess I'm a Mopar guy because my wife drives a Jeep. So you got to respect the fact that Dodge did bring back some really cool cars. You know, the Charger, Challenger, the Demon. I'm not really too much of a fan of, you know, but I mean, it's a fast car. Go ahead. Why am I not a fan of it, right?
Well, you're a Ford guy, right?
There's that. But I mean,
aside from that,
I mean, you got a Demon. It's got one seat.
Oh, true.
They took out the rear seat. It's not your average normal car. At least in a Mustang, you can throw like an infant in the back.
Or a grocery bag.
You know, if you got to take a rear seat out and your passenger seat, just so that you can get performance. It's not a practical car, right? So, but God bless Dodge nonetheless because they created this new era, old school kind of revamp. So by them bringing it back, you got everybody and the brother coming on board. So you got the Supra is going to revamp that. Ford says, we're bringing the Bronco back, which is good. It's like women with shoulder pads, you know?
I hope those never make a comeback. I really do. You're not going to tell me that so you get a comeback, are you?
No, I don't know. I hope not either, but it's a cycle. Life is a cycle. You know what I mean? Because I don't want
not for shoulder pads.
Listen, women are very beautiful. I don't want them looking like a linebacker because they got shoulder pads on. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, damn, she's got some Is that Jenner? Is that? No. So, yeah, let's leave the shoulder pads back in the 80s. But let's bring some of these 60s and 70 cars back. Yeah, I think Sideshow was talking last week about them coming back it was an old Chevy, the truck, the Cheyenne.
The Cheyenne, I knew it started with a C.
Yeah, the C10, they're beautiful. They look great. That's what we want to see. No shoulder pads.
No.
Bring back some cool vehicles from the 80s, 60s, and we'll be totally good with that. But a lot of exciting things going on this week. We've got, Veterans Day. You know, and anyone that's listened to our show, you know, in the 8 weeks that we've been here, we like to give away things, right?
We do.
And being that it is, we are in a huge, we have 5 military installations here. So to all our vets, here's what we're going to do at In-N-Out. If you call or come by between now and the Veterans Day between now and Veterans Day, we want to give you guys a solid. So, I don't know. I say we're going to do 25% off of anything that we offer.
That's a good deal.
You know, and absolutely. If you come in on Veterans Day, which is the 12th,
11th,
but they observe it on the 12th.
Oh, well, yeah, because it's on a Sunday.
It's on a Sunday, and we're not open on Sundays. And we went back and forth at my shop, whether we were going to stay open on Veterans Day or not. And the fact is they're going to be off of work, and they've made a lot of sacrifices. We're going to keep our doors open. So if you come in on the 12th, we will do, a limited, obviously limited amount, but we'll do 50% off of our car washes. Come on in, get your car clean. You know you're going to go around town. They got everything. You can probably get a free pizza or a free pie or free food. I know that we don't have a Denny's anymore in Springs, but pay your taxes. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of places that's going to give you good meals and stuff. Unfortunately, I'm just a little too small to absorb that cost. But what I can do is we'll do 50% off on all of our washes on the 12th, Monday, Veterans Day. And
then 25% off any other service.
25% off any other service. Because, there's things that I can bend and things I can give away. And then there's just some things that I just cannot. But our car washes is almost, it's all labor. I have no problem eating that and making sure that you guys look good while you go and enjoy Veterans Day.
So. Yeah, I took the kids to go see the parade this Saturday.
There was a parade?
The Veterans Day parade.
Where is this?
It was on Saturday on Tejon Street.
You could have just went to, man, what?
Yeah, it was freezing cold, but a lot of fun.
Well, as we start to figure out this whole radio thing, we would have promoted that last week, but there's no sense in talking about
it. I didn't think it was going to be a week early, honestly. I was kind of expecting it to be this coming Saturday, but my kids are on top of it. They don't let me forget anything.
You know, there's 3 things that is probably the most honest in that I know of.
Spandex.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say alcohol, kids, and spandex.
There you go.
They never lie.
They never lie.
So, fantastic. And then we got, Thanksgiving's the week after that, yeah?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. The week after or 2 weeks?
No, it's the week after, because we got Veterans Day that's coming up. It's 2 weeks from tonight, our show's airing Wednesday.
Coming up.
But we got Thanksgiving coming up, so good stuff on that.
Can't wait to hear what you're going to offer for Black Friday specials.
Yeah. Ooh, last year, we actually gave away the farm for Black Friday. Wow. I think we did, and we are going to do it again this year because we sold so many gift cards. We matched dollar for dollar. So if you bought $300 in gift cards, we gave you $300 additional dollars.
Oof.
So it's kind of a twofer, mm-hmm. You got 2 brothers. They both like their cars. You buy one of them a $100 gift card, and you got both of them covered.
Yeah, right?
Pretty rad.
It is good.
And it helps us get through the winter because not everyone's going to come in on the same day and helps you save some money. And we got really bitching gift cards, has our name, logo, and stuff like it on there. What do you guys normally do? Do you guys close for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it's kind of slow for us at the restaurant, so we are not open that weekend.
Okay, are you closing down?
And it's a good time for my staff and myself to kind of rest up because holiday season is rough.
That's right.
Hitting November 30th, I think, there's probably very few days that we don't have a huge private event happening. So.
Well, and I was going to bring that up. You guys should call and book your holiday, your Christmas, your Kwanzaa, your Ramadan, anything you guys got coming up this season, right?
Yeah.
You should call and get a head start and book it if you're going to go to Johnny Martin's, which, by the way, we are going to have our Christmas party at your guys' place this year.
Nice.
Well, because we're going to have bets going on. Well, I'm sorry. That's illegal. We might do friendly wagers on the on your little simulators.
Oh, yep.
Can you create snow with those?
I don't know about snow. I think so. Don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. I know there's like fog and rain and a bunch of other stuff, but I'm not sure snow.
Okay.
I can't imagine that. So.
Well, guys, we are going to have, we're going to be giving away $200 worth of products coming up when we come back, but Ashley's going to take us to break.
And you're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 92.5 FM, 1240 AM, presented to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by the 365 Grand Club and Properties, American Battery, and Havana Grill.
Welcome back to The Finish Line. It's week 8, and the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, 365 Grand Club and its properties, American Battery, and whether Havana Grill likes it or not, they're on board. Have you ever had plantains?
Yeah, plantains?
Yeah.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
I love good Cuban food.
Well, you got to go over there and check them.
I will have to check them out.
Simplify.
Yep.
What does that stand for, Ashley?
Why you got to put me on the spot like this?
Aren't you married to a Marine?
You know my husband's going to kill me when he hears this.
I'm like,
Randy.
I will bust your butt too.
Way to go.
It's always faithful. That is the motto of the United States Marine Corps. Simplify, guys. Got to love our military, and man, you know the Marines are just badass. First and last out, come down. They just put it together. Gotta 100%. Love those guys. And all our other vets. You know, we don't want to exclude any of our vets. We have Army. We have Air Force. I've seen Navy guys here. I've seen Coast Guard guys here. Kind of throws me off a little bit because you figure Coast Guard's going to be on the water. And you're like, man, Pueblo Reservoir is not that big.
I was just going to say something about Pueblo Reservoir. Funny.
So happy Veterans Day, guys. Remember, Veterans Day is going to be 50% off car washes at In-N-Out Auto Salon, located at 2930 Janitel Road. Look us up. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. I got really cool website. You can go there and check it out. 25% off of anything else that we offer. And that includes ceramic coating, window tint, paint protective film, aka clear bra. You want to get your wheels painted, now's the time to book that. You know, even if you book it now for a couple weeks, a couple months, it doesn't matter, as long as you book it before next week's show. I'll even let you sober up a little bit, because I think that Carson's gonna probably have a lot of shindigs going on. Man, the Marine Corps birthday falls on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, call a cab. You know how it goes. You don't want to wake up and regret a birthday that, you know, you don't want to miss a good thing. So if you guys get anything You call our shop, we're going to give you 25% off anything that we offer. And then on Veterans Day, the 12th, which is the day after, it's the day that is observed, we'll do 50% off of the car washes. You got to make an appointment, though. You have to. We are an appointment-driven shop. We want to make sure that we give you exactly what you're paying for and then some.
Being busy is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. This year has kind of just ran away from us, didn't it?
It really has flown by.
I think we had hail in June, and then here we are in December.
Yeah. And now Christmas decorations are already up in the stores.
I'll cut you.
But they are.
I will cut you.
No.
We got to cook a bird before you put up a tree.
I agree.
No, it's okay if you're one of those early kind of festive people. I get it. You could put your lights up. Just don't plug them in until after Thanksgiving.
Okay, fair. I can go with that.
I don't mind you want to get it out of the way before the weather comes, but man, I don't want to see Frosty till the bird is until I've digested the bird.
There you go.
So we got a really, 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 really exciting news to kind of let you guys in on. I've been talking about it. If you've ever come in my shop, I think I've talked about it for probably the last 6 to 8 weeks, but it's finally here. We are a retail detail supply store, professional supplies. So you can go to your box store, right? O'Reilly's, Napa, wherever, you can get some car wash soap and, you know, and, you know, put together your nice little kit. You know, I'm going to do it myself. And we encourage that, you know, get off your butt and go out and do it. You know, of course, we're going to take your money if you're too busy and you want us to do it. We'll wash, wax, do anything you want. However, this week, we now have 22 products that you can do it yourself. Same professional grade that we use. We have, you know, the company that I work with, ReconTex. You know, we are ReconTex Colorado Springs. And I'm not going to confuse everybody. We are In-N-Out Auto Salon, but we are also a franchisee for a professional company. They've done extensive 3 years of testing, product testing, and we've got 22 products that you can now use to do it yourself.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, help you out. That's what we do, you know, here at In-N-Out. So let me give you kind of a quick list of what we've got. And if there's any questions at any time, Ash, go ahead, jump in. We're starting off with your most basic and your basic stuff. You have wash soap, you know. I've brought it up in the past. You know, you think you're going to go out, wash your car, you grab your Dawn dish soap. Well, all that is a degreaser, and it's going to break down waxes, lube, anything you got on your vehicle. So you do not want to use Dawn dish soap. That's what they use to break down the oil that's on animals that are affected by oil spills in the Gulf or wherever, you know. Do not use dish soap to wash your car. Our ReconTex exterior wash is an emulsifying, easy rinse soap that has a pH balance, right? So it's going to help with the water spots. Because let's face it, we're a professional shop. We can wash a car a lot quicker, and we're also inside. You're probably going to be doing this outside in the sunlight. So you're not going to want hard mineral deposits that are going to etch into your clear coat. So we do have an exterior wash. We have a clay lubricant, which is going to help you with the clay bar. And we'll get into that when we have our do-it-yourself clinics, which we are going to host once a month, which is free. You just got to register to come in, and we will show you how to do. Have you ever tried to hand wash your car?
I have, yeah.
In high school?
Years and years ago, though. My husband owned his own auto detailing, like a mobile auto detailing business.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
Good for him.
So we had that for a little while. So I have. Actually.
Where was this? Was this in?
It was in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Cool beans.
Yeah.
You know. You know.
I do know.
It could be. You know, we're gonna try to show you guys in a free clinic at In-N-Out Auto Salon how to do that in a timely manner, because I say average. Most people take 1 to 2 hours to wash their car. We try to get it in under an hour. So we'll be hosting clinics and stuff like that. We also have a maintenance spray. It's our SiO2 maintenance spray, which is like your detail spray. So in between washes, say you get some bird droppings or hard water spots from a sprinkler at your work. You know, this is where the maintenance spray would come in. We have a surface prep cleaner. We'll get into that at the DIY clinic. I don't want to try to like overload anybody, but the major stuff that people are going to use, we've got our crystal clear glass cleaner. We have exterior degreaser. We have interior degreaser. Both of those are going to serve different purposes. Like your exterior degreaser going to work great on your tires. Your interior degreaser is going to work good on the bubble gum that your kids leave.
They ever leave bubble gum in my car. They're done for. They're done for.
What is your prejudice against bubble gum?
Oh, it just doesn't come out of anything.
But you have gummy bears, Skittles,
no,
cookies,
just goldfish crackers. Just goldfish crackers. The gum, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, bubble. Ugh.
I'll bring it to you if I get bubble gum in the car. How's that?
Okay. Or you come to the DIY clinic and I'll teach you how to get it out.
I'll bring my kids to the DIY clinic and I'll teach them how to get it out.
There you go. And then when they get of age, when I can really take advantage of cheap labor, just bring them right, you know, like 13, 100%. 14. And,
yep. Yeah. It's like now that they're old enough and big enough to push the vacuum around the house, I'm just going to start eating crackers on the carpet. Like it's my job.
You know what I like? Since I don't have kids, Roomba. Roomba.
I live stairs in the house.
It's this little circular thing that does all that stuff for you.
Yep.
And the new ones have like a built-in wall vacuum, so you don't have to empty them. I haven't gotten to that far, but nonetheless. All right, back on track. We also have it's an all-purpose cleaner, so that you're going to use for cleaning your seats, your door panels, you know, your dash, all that stuff. We also have upholstery and carpet cleaner and stain remover. So they kick over or...
That's what I need.
You drive, I know. You drive like a maniac. You got your coffee in your hand. You spill it on your floor. You're going to use the citrus fiber foam that we have. And it's a foam, so it works really, really good. Foams up on your fabrics. Not going to run away from you. We also have some for your aggressive wheels. You got European cars are going to leave a lot more brake dust than typical, American cars, but, you know, they're not all built here, but whatever. So we're going to have, we've got acid-based cleaners, which is awesome. So we're going to have this product called Iron Buster and wheel and rim cleaner. And then we have water spot remover, which is awesome. Guys, you got to come down and check out the products that we have. We sell them in 16-ounce bottles, 32-ounce bottles, 1-gallon bottles, even 5-gallon bottles. So if you're in the mobile business, right? Mm-hmm. And the products that you're currently buying, or if you're in the retail side and the products you're buying aren't working out for you, come down to In-N-Out Auto Salon. I'm telling you, we have everything that you need. We've got paint correction compound. It's our Recontex Revive. We also have Ultra Gloss, which is like a final step polish. We have a metal polish. So I've got a work toolbox, the bed of my truck. It's aluminum. That metal polish is phenomenal. And then we've got like dressings and conditioners, which is awesome. That detail spray I was telling you about. We actually make an interior detail spray. We also have tire and exterior trim protectant, which is extremely important in Colorado because we're our altitude and how dry it is. We have an exterior plastic rubber and vinyl dressing. So you want it to shine. And then here's the really cool stuff. We don't only have leather and vinyl cleaner that is infused with a conditioner, but we also have leather conditioning lotion.
Sounds fancy.
Well, don't you put lotion on your hands?
I do.
Let me see.
Are you saying they're leather?
No, I'm saying you have very, very pretty hands.
Thank you.
So, I mean, if you were to see mine, it'd be on the opposite side of the spectrum.
You need some of that conditioning.
Yeah, lotion.
Soap. Lotion. Yeah. Lotion.
So if you guys stay tuned to the next segment, we're going to be giving away a couple $100. Stay tuned to that. Ashley, take us out on break, shall you?
Yes, this is Randy and Ashley. You're listening to The Finish Line here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 92.5 FM, 1240 AM. Presented to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by the 365 Grand Club and its properties, American Battery and Havana Grill. And we'll talk to y'all later. Thank you.
guys, here we are. Finish line, 365 grand. Thank you very much, American Battery. Steve, we appreciate you. Havana Grill, you will be on board. And, of course, this is presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, as well as Johnny Martin's Car Central. So what is your schedule looking like for November? You guys are closed Thanksgiving, right?
Closed Thanksgiving weekend, and then just a few events here and there until the end of the month.
And then do you got any big promotions or anything coming up?
Not for Johnny Martin's. Our sister property, though, I don't know if you've heard of the Gold Room. They're part of the 365 Grand Club as well. They do burlesque shows. Ooh. On the weekend. So I know if you're looking to do something coming up on November 16th and 17th, it's going to be the Little Shop of Horrors burlesque. So that's always a good time.
What is burlesque?
Burlesque? Are you really asking that?
Well, I'm just saying for the listeners. I mean, are they nudes?
No. Let's go with tassels.
Okay.
Not nude, but dancing.
Okay.
So, and they usually do a different theme. So last weekend they did the Cats theme, I believe.
Oh, is that the one where they're...
Yeah, they dance on stage and they do take layers off, but it's not nude.
So okay.
It's very, very, very well done. Tasteful.
Tasteful. I was fortunate enough to... Also, another sponsor we're going to be going after is going to be PPIR. Mm-hmm. They had a burlesque show last year at Bike Week. Yeah, it was Bike Week.
Okay.
That was my introduction to burlesque.
There you go.
Because, you know, you think of when I thought of burlesque, I thought, woo-da, 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 or whatever. You know what I'm talking about with Christina Aguilera? And
yes.
Stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's some like 1940s. They're wearing these little tatas, kicking the, well, not tatas, but they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The dresses.
I'm with you.
And they're like, they got their arm over the other and they're doing
can-canning.
Yes, can-canning. Yeah, you from Vegas, of all people, should right. know or would know what can-canning is. So, Gold Room, burlesque.
Yeah.
And then they are, I think if you go to goldroomlive.com is their website, right?
Correct. Yeah. And they're located just across Nevada from Johnny Martin's. So why don't you come have dinner at Johnny's first and then go see a show?
Which brought me to my question now is, do they serve food?
They do. They have light food over there.
Or is it like bar food? You can get some peanuts and some
No, you can get hot dogs. Actual food. It's a little menu, but...
The best bet is to go across the street to Johnny Martin's.
And then, yes.
Because Eric, well, chef.
Yeah.
Boom. Guy does amazing. The guy can cook.
He can cook.
I think I had lunch Thursday. We missed you.
Yes.
But I looked at the chili and I was like, oh. Especially going in the winter when it's all cold.
Yeah, right.
So if you haven't already, get your butt over to Johnny Martin's. Eat. Walk your happy butt across the street and go watch some tassels and burlesque. What other properties does 365 Grand Club in?
So we are also associated with the Mining Exchange Hotel and Springs Orleans Restaurant, the Antlers Hotel, and over there they've got the Duca's Pizza, the Sportivo Primo Sports Bar, and the Piccadilly, also the famous steakhouse downtown.
The Piccadilly?
The Piccadilly's inside the Antlers. Yeah.
Mm, I love the Antlers.
So quite a few things.
Yeah. Funny story. A couple years ago, my wife's, where she works, had a Christmas party at the Antlers.
Mm-hmm.
The second I found out, I went and got one of those suites up there.
Oh, yeah.
And her boss and all of them were like, there was only four of them up where we were at the presidential room or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, how the hell did you guys get that? Like, well, as soon as I found out, the first thing I did was snag one of those rooms.
Those are good rooms. They're nice.
Yeah, because, you know, that was when I bought my Ninja blender and I was like not paying the bar prices. We actually made our margaritas and everything up there. So
it's a party before the party.
Yeah, big party. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and we're gonna seam this up a little bit closer. We're going to try to get this wrapped up. So since we're going to end the show with something that touches me close to my heart, let's go ahead. I'm going to give our sponsors a love. It is 365 Grand Club and its properties. Steve and American Battery, thank you. Havana Grill, Carlos, I'm going to come by and see you guys. In-N-Out Auto Salons, my shop. Ashley over at Johnny Martin's. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to go ahead and take this time to, you know, with the military, Veterans Day coming around, we've got the Marine Corps birthday. I live in Fountain, and we've got a lot of military families out there, not only in Fountain, but also in Colorado Springs. I wanted to leave you guys with a song on today's show because it really hit me near and dear. I, in the past, have been in a very low place in my life, and there was a mentor of mine still to this day. He has a radio show another place in the country, and he played this song on Fridays leading out of his shows, and it always kind of just tickles me inside because, you know, we're all struggling with something, whether it be addiction, whether it be... there's just so much going on in our lives. So when we leave, I want you to hear this song. Mike Esparza, thank you very much for playing the song and helping me change my life. And if you are a vet or anybody else out there that's struggling with it, with, you know, the National Suicide Hotline is what I'm kind of trying to push at. If you've ever been in a low place in your life or if you ever need anybody to talk to, you know, you can always come and hang out at my shop. You can call 1-800-273-8255. That is the National Suicide Hotline. But we care. Your family cares. Somebody, reach out to somebody. Stop by my shop and just hang out. If you have nothing to do, I'll be more than happy to hang out with you. Listen to this song. It's called Tunnel by Third Day. And you guys have a good Veterans Day. And
God bless.
Keep your chin up.
You're thinking, and I can't begin to know what you're going through, and I won't deny the pain that you're feeling, but I'm gonna try and give a little hope to you. Just remember what I told you, there's so much you're disappointments and sorrows, and you ought to share the weight of that load with me. Then you will find out the light of tomorrow, and it brings a new life for your eyes to see. So remember what I told you, there's so much here. Oh,
disappointments and sorrows. But I'm gonna try to give a little hope to you.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with your host Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central and sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The Finish Line airs Wednesday nights at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com or on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. The Finish Line, putting the style into your automotive life.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.